and picking and choosing and piecing together his coaching staff. And, of course, where he was at LSU, we had a lot of yesterday insight on George Munoz, although that has not yet become official. I believe that's all but just a matter of Baylor releasing it, but that's been out there. Dennis Meatball Johnson, we mentioned that a couple of days ago. And Mike Scarborough. We're not interrupting you getting ready for anything important, are we? I know yesterday was a bad timing for us.
No, I've just delayed a date, so if she dumps me, it's your fault.
All right. You just send out a red alert, whatever you need. If you just hang up on us, we'll understand why. All right, Mike, tell us. I heard this a great story, this Dennis Johnson, the meatball, and that Dave Aranda's getting.
Yeah, look, you know, this is an Ed Orgeron thing entirely. Over the years, when Les Miles was the coach, we would repeatedly see, you know, qualified young coaches like Dennis Johnson have to leave the program and go somewhere else get some experience before they could even be hired or considered by Les Miles to be a guy to be elevated in the program. And Ed Orgeron thought the world of him as a graduate assistant coach, elevating to the defensive line position. Held the job, recruited well, and of course he had the unfortunate freak accident playing pickup basketball. Had surgery on both knees. Was going to practice in a three-wheel scooter, and sitting in a red light and see him crossing the crosswalk, you know, on his three-wheel scooter with crutches. So, he's an excellent story, very likable. Very good coach, recruits well, young guy with enthusiasm. So, you know, but it was the question mark all year long when Ed Orgeron brought in Bill Johnson after thinking maybe just might be a one season deal because he needed help because Coach Johnson had the surgery and was going to be off his feet, and so we were wondering, well, how was that going to play out after the season was over? And, certainly looks like Bill Johnson is going to be the guy that keeps the job. And then, of course, you know, Dennis Johnson's now, and who's worked with him, you know, and that speaks volumes about it as well. The fact that not only did Orgeron think the world of Dennis Johnson, but Dave Aranda did and reached out to him and is bringing him in on his staff. So it's almost like LSU West over there. You got Aranda, Munoz, Dennis Johnson, and Austin Thomas, who had two stints at LSU. So, I had loads of interaction with Austin Thomas. He's a super guy and really good in recruiting.
You mentioned the recruiting on both Austin Thomas and Dennis Johnson. Let's talk about Meatball first. Is it because he is such a young guy, 31 years old, that he's able to kind of reach kids on the level that they're on right now?
No doubt. You know, look, kids respond well to all of them. You know, it can be an older coach that is like the father figure. Then there's a guy who's a little bit younger and, you know, knows all the references and listens to the same music. The biggie is recruiting. And you have to be a tireless recruiter. And if you're going to – in Coach Johnson's, situation where he's used to, going after best of the best, defensive lineman, and it's a lot of work. You got to have forged relationships for years. You can't get out hustled, and so recruiting is really a young man's game, and that's where it helps to have a guy his age.
There is a story that I read about here about Meatball, that he was a graduate assistant making no money, and he was offered a job somewhere at like $50,000 a year, and he told Coach Orgeron about it. And Orgeron said, don't take it. And, of course, Dennis Johnson's like, golly, what do you mean? I got to take it. He said, stick with me. And now look at him.
Yeah. And, look, there's ways to make it work. I'm not saying Orgeron cut a check out of his own personal account or the Tiger Athletic Foundation made up. It's one thing we've learned when they were talking about keeping Joe Brady a month ago. And the word got out that the salary was going to be him getting bumped from 400 plus to 1.1, 1.2. I'm like, man, that's not enough. Aranda's making 2.5. He's the coach of the year. Look what he's done to the offense. Well, the difference was is the Tiger Athletic Foundation was going to kick in hundreds of more thousands of dollars. I don't know if that's the case with Coach Johnson, but it could very well be where there was a way to make it work so that, you know, Orgeron says long-term stability-wise, it's better for him to stick around rather than the short-term gain of $50,000.
All right, now, LSU's getting drained, but it's not like they don't have anything there. They got incredible talent. They still have Orgeron, who's the godfather. Who else do you think? Munoz has not yet been declared official that I know of as far as him taking the passing game coordinator, but I know Bruce Feldman reported it. We had him on yesterday. That seems to be a done deal. Is there anyone left for Aranda to take?
Well, you know, I'm not familiar with what Baylor has paid assistant coaches from top to bottom in years past, or is it about to get elevated more significant? You know, immediately my first thought when he got the job was, well, you know, he's responsible for Bill Bush being in Baton Rouge. Would that be somebody? But it looks like Bush is definitely staying. So, another defensive line coach in the building that I think the world of, and just like Dennis Johnson, is Christian Locatore. And he's a GA right now at LSU. So, what happens with him? I won't be surprised if some of Dave Aranda's other hires are going to be more guys that have either come through the LSU program or that he's coached with while he was in Baton Rouge.
All right, Mike, go finish off the day. We have pushed back your date too far, too long. I'm telling you this. I made this comment before we came on with you today. This is Mike Scarborough, Tiger Bait. He's been on with us now probably two or three times in like a week since Aranda was the news popped. Right before it became even official, Mike was on with us that same day. When Matt Rhule was hired in December of 2016, we had a guy, Zach Gelb, who reached out to me, and we've had him on probably a bunch to really learn the ins and outs of Matt Rhule, his thinking, some of the guys that were being hired. And you've become that guy with Dave Aranda for us and his staff, and we appreciate that very much. We really do. Thank you.
No, I've enjoyed it, and y'all also need to talk up Austin Thomas some more. He is a big deal in recruiting. That's the whole ball of wax. He's going to be the guy scheduling junior days and I'm starting to wonder if he's got a lot of contacts in the Tennessee area, Nashville, where he's from. You know, I wonder if all of a sudden Baylor's recruiting footprint is going to have a little bit more Louisiana flavor in it and even some Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, when Matt Rhule arrived, they were getting maybe one or two guys a year from the Northeast. They went to Florida. And Tyquan Thornton, one hell of a wide receiver from Florida. They had a guy or two from Alabama. So I think you might be right. Maybe they have they'll open up. They're still the core, just like it is for LSU and Louisiana. Man, I tell you what, I covered Louisiana football back in the days when Evangel, Wes Monroe, all those teams started to become powerful. I know the talent there. I've seen them go head-to-head.
You talking about the Josh Booty years?
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Yeah, I was in East Texas, and they started playing the Powers from that area and beating them sometimes straight up in some great football games. They didn't win all of them, but I'm telling you, I know the talent. There's no question about it. That is not a bad place to have on your radar to go pluck four or five guys
a
year.
TCU has recruited Louisiana very well. LSU now is recruiting nationally, so there is a lot of very good Louisiana talent to be that people are coming in for. So I suspect that's going to happen. So, but y'all have a good weekend, and let me know whenever y'all need me.
Yes, sir. That's Mike Scarborough, Tiger Bait, with us.